Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to go through five questions. There are five questions that I tend to get asked more often than not. And when I look at it, when you understand the five answers that I'm going to give, marketing becomes pretty simple. In fact, bringing warm, qualified leads into your business really doesn't become hard whatsoever. When I look at where people's focus are, and don't get me wrong, you didn't go into business to become great at marketing. You went into business to help others. You're a great accountant. You're a great financial planner. You love helping people secure a home through being a fantastic mortgage broker. You're a wonderful business coach. You're great at helping people make more sales, fixing up their HR, their IT. So I get that you went into business to be able to help others make a bit more of an impact because you were great at something. But unfortunately, if you're not great at marketing, if you don't have a structure, a process, a system that gets you seen, that gets you heard, that gets you found, then in the end, you can be as great as you want to be with all those other things. You won't have any clients. And if you don't have any clients, obviously you don't have a business. So you have to also be great at marketing, at sales. I look at three key areas. How are you attracting? How are you converting? How are you delivering? And everything pretty much falls in under one of those three umbrellas. So let's focus in right now on the attract side of things. And in particular, these five questions that I think would be really helpful to understand my thinking and understand how you could start thinking a little bit differently. Before I get into those five questions, hey, are you part of our $1 million referral free Facebook group? Click on the link in the description below, wherever you happen to be listening to this, or go to Facebook and search the $1 million referral network and come hang out with our network, grab some free training on how to grow your business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. So the first question is, referral sources, what are they? Where are they? How do I use them? It's accelerator number one in building out our $1 million referral system. Build referral sources. So a referral source is just simply someone who sells to the same clients you sell to, but you don't compete with one another. So we sell to businesses. So who else sells to businesses? Well, salespeople, web developers, software creators, CRM system owners, sales consultants, HR consultants, IT consultants. So when you start thinking a referral source is anyone who sells to the same people you sell to, but you don't compete with one another. So you've got referral sources all around you. In fact, you've probably got hundreds right now sitting in your own networks. When you create referral sources, you then create more referral opportunities. More people are listening out for you. More people are talking about you. More people are sharing things for you. More people are promoting you. More people can talk to their own clients about what it is you do and how you might be able to help them with a particular problem. So one of our keys is making sure that you build up 15 to 30 referral sources that you can do things with month in and month out. For a lot of people, they're lucky if they've got two or three referral sources. And that's why getting referrals is so much harder than what it should be. Simply put, they don't have enough referral sources. So the next thing is, well, I don't have referral sources and really, I don't have much of a network. What do I do if I don't have much of a network? I think one of the most easiest places to start is what we call in Accelerator 4, grow with perfect people. So we have these 9 accelerators in building out your $1 million referral system. And every single one of them will help you attract and bring more warm, qualified leads daily into your business. Grow with perfect people is all about making sure that you've got the right sorts of people in your networks, the people who can buy from you, the people who can partner with you, the people who can open doors for one another. If you don't have the right people, if you're just accepting any friend request, any connection request, any follow request, then in the end, you have this network of people where you go, well, I don't even know who they are. I don't even know if they've got the pain point that I solve or if they could be a partner because they've got the sorts of people that I sell to. You've got to have a clear strategy on who are you bringing into your networks. So when we get a friend request on Facebook, a LinkedIn connection request, where we choose who do we want to follow on Instagram, we're really clear on who are our perfect people, who have the potential to buy from us, who have the potential to partner with us, who have the potential where we could open doors for one another. There's no point. I see so many people waste so much time posting things on their social platforms, thinking that, well, if I just have enough people, I'll then also be able to get clients. No. Because if you don't have the right people, then you've just completely wasted your time. I have hundreds of LinkedIn connection requests every single week. Probably 90% of them just get rejected. They're not the sort of people we want in our network. It's not a competition who can get to 30,000 the fastest. If you had only a couple hundred people in your network who are the right perfect people, you would create more opportunities than what you could ever handle. So you need a clear strategy. Grow with perfect people in your networks. Because then that makes building referral sources so much easier. The next big one, question 3. My clients don't refer to me. For some reason, we have this belief. Let's do a good job and our clients should automatically refer. And the simple answer is no, they won't. Because most people are not natural promoters. If someone's not a natural promoter, they find it really hard to open their mouth and tell others how good an experience, a business, a thing was. If they're asked, they're more than happy to. But they don't just naturally start off with, oh, I had this amazing experience with XYZ. So therefore, to get clients referring, there's a couple of things you need to do. Firstly, you need to make it really easy for them to do so. If you don't make it really easy for them to do so, it doesn't happen. But then there's another factor. What are you doing on top of what they pay you for to be able to help them? Because if you're not doing things on top of what they pay you for, why should they help you? If you want people to help you, you've got to create win-wins where you're also helping them. So think about what is it that you could do that gets them wanting to be walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards for you. When you get clients who not only care because they know you care, but they've got an easy way to promote you, they're more likely to want to do that than simply talk about their experience with you or how good you are. Like, it's really easy for our clients to go, oh, we've got this great 9-point referral game plan by from someone in our network that we do work with. Here's where you can go to grab a copy. And if people do, great, and if people don't, doesn't matter. There's not much risk for them not being able to do that. And that's what you've got to be able to work out. How do I get clients to be able to help me? And it lowers the risk for them to be able to do so. Because somebody doing that is so much easier than me going, oh, do you know anybody, any other businesses that you work with who might need more referrals? Can I have their name and number? Too big a risk. People are not going to be willing to do that. It's not the right way to try to get client referrals. And remember, the majority of your clients are not natural promoters. Hey, fourth big one. Going one by one by one is nice, but it's really slow. I put up a lot of social content. I do videos. I do blogs. I go into Facebook groups and I add value, but I like it 1, 2, 3 clients a month only type of thing. But paid's really expensive too. I'm not ready to be able to spend thousands and thousands of dollars every single month on paid marketing. What do I do? Remember, the key there is we need to leverage through partnerships. Partnerships are the fastest way to be able to grow a business. There are people right now who have absolutely every sort of client you need within their association, their club, their group, their organization. It's Accelerator 7, leverage access to hundreds. And the starting point has to be, where are all your people? Who has all your people? Where do all your people go and head out? When you start leveraging through partnerships, filling your CRM, filling your audience, building your audience with warm, qualified leads every day is really easy. So the difference is, like, I remember asking that question, where are your people? And someone said to me, LinkedIn. Yeah, okay. But you're still going to have to find them one by one by one. Is there a group on LinkedIn which has 5,000, 10,000, 50,000 of them all in there already, where you could go build a relationship with the admin of that group and be able to find ways to collaborate? There are much faster ways to be able to speed things up than the slow organic ways that majority of businesses use. And again, within our $1 million referral system, there are processes, structures, systems that allow us to be able to do this with ease. There's no throwing mud at the wall, hoping that it sticks. There's clear execution guides on what to do and how to do it. So that first one was all around, how do we build referral sources? Then we looked at, well, let's grow with perfect people in our networks. Clients aren't passing me as many referrals as I want. How do I systemize that? Leverage access to hundreds through partnerships. So I want to finish off around, sales is hard. Well, it's not really. Sales is only hard when you don't have warm, qualified people to talk to every day. If you open up your sales visualizer and there you had 10, 20, 30, 40 people who all have the pain point that you solve, who are all looking for a solution, sales isn't hard for that person at all. So it's all relative to how well do you attract people into your business. Like, to me, it's the only question that should be asked every single day within your business. How am I bringing more people into my audience? How am I bringing more people into my CRM? Because when you keep asking that question, then you do the thing that matters that allows you to grow your business. You can have all the sales tricks up your sleeve. You can understand the language. You can have an unbelievable presentation. You can just be a knack for being able to make sales. But if you don't have people to sell to, what are you going to do? So it's really important that we focus simply on warm, qualified prospects coming into my CRM, coming into my audience every single day. Because then sales isn't hard. If you haven't got our 9-point referral game plan yet, which goes through all 9 accelerators to building out your $1 million referral system, go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/guide. The link is in the description, wherever you happen to be listening or watching this. Make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru. Grab our podcast through iTunes or Spotify. Get more referrals today. And remember to come hang out in our free Facebook group, the $1 million Referral Network. We've got great trainings in there on our 9 accelerators. Create new referral sources and make sure you come and get lots of opportunities. We have a lot of fun in there every single day. Hopefully this has been helpful. There are 5 key areas. And if you focus on any one of those, you're certainly going to be a lot better off than the majority of people. It's actually quite scary, the majority of businesses that don't have a structure for bringing in warm, qualified leads every single day. And that's what we need to change. Till next time, take care. Look forward to seeing you again on our Get More Referrals Today podcast. See you later, everyone.